Chafin. He's denied accusations of sexual misconduct. He said women don't belong in combat. Now, Pete Hegseth, the Trump pick for defense secretary, is before a Senate committee considering his confirmation. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Republican Senator Roger Wicker admitted Trump's choice of Hegseth is unconventional.
That may be what makes Mr. Hegseth an excellent choice.
Ranking Member Jack Reed.
I have voted in favor of all your predecessors, including those in the first Trump administration. Unfortunately, you lack the character and composure and competence to hold the position of Secretary of Defense.
Hegseth said Trump is seeking an agent of change.
We've repeatedly placed people atop the Pentagon with supposedly the right credentials. And where has it gotten us?
It's a tense time in Southern California as the forecast worsens and the fire danger grows.
The worst winds are predicted today for the late afternoon and into Wednesday.
L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Moroney, some of those gusts could hit hurricane strength. The big fires that began last week are blamed for at least 24 deaths and the loss of more than 12,000 homes and businesses. On social media, President-elect Trump proclaims his innocence and blasts former special counsel Jack Smith. CBS's Nancy Cordes says the volley came hours after the Justice Department released a portion of Smith's report on efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
Smith, who just resigned on Friday, sent a letter accompanying this report defending his decision to pursue charges against Trump. He writes, quote, the admissible evidence was sufficient to obtain and sustain a conviction at trial.
Inching closer, it seems, to a ceasefire deal in Gaza.
That's protesters forming a human chain outside of Israel's parliament, demanding the release of all hostages being held in Gaza. Arab, U.S., and Israeli officials tell CBS News a draft deal for such a release has been reached in principle. Israel's Deputy Foreign Minister Sharon Haskell.
I hope we will witness progress in the very near future, and especially today.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Well, correspondent Vicky Barker tells us now there's breaking health news about Britain's Princess Kate.
In a statement released on social media shortly after paying a thank you visit to the London hospital where she was treated, Catherine says her cancer is in remission, writing, the care and advice both she and husband Prince William have received, quote, has been exceptional.
And on Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 116 points, the S&P 500 down 27. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It won't be a joke April 1st when Racine Unified asks for $190 million. Last night, the RUSD board voted to move ahead with a referendum on the April ballot. They're looking to raise taxes to pay for a $190 million referendum for teacher retention and to enhance school safety. There's more about the plan at WRJN.com. Forecasters say by Friday it'll be 40. However, that doesn't help us now. The area is currently seeing sub-zero wind chills with warming centers available in both Racine and Kenosha. If you need assistance, you can call 211. The latest is coming up in the forecast. And residents in Racine and Kenosha are expressing frustration about snow-covered neighborhood roads. The lasting impact is due to extreme cold and limited snow removal budgets. Officials are trying to explain that only major roads are clear to bare pavement. Warmer temperatures will assist in the melting later this week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Super sunny but feeling frigid cold. High temperatures will reach the mid-teens, but with feisty winds out of the northwest gusting up to 15 miles per hour, it's really going to be feeling like highs closer to 5 below. We've got another cold night on tap tonight before a warm-up starts tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
Paul Harvey's the rest of the story coming up in just a matter of seconds. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com. Or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic physical therapy or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Now, the rest of the story. Jimmy Brochu was 13 years old, headed for the disappointment of his young life. He had just seen a Broadway play called Wildcat, starring Lucille Ball. Now, this was 1960, and Lucy was Jimmy's favorite television star. Seeing her in person had meant the world. How much more it would mean if only Jimmy could have Lucy's autograph. So he hung around the theater until the audience had left, and there in the back in the darkness, Jimmy waited for a glimpse of his comic heroine. Sure enough, after what seemed a very long while, Lucille Ball herself appeared on the empty stage, walking casually across it in a flowing dressing gown. Elated, Jimmy bounded down the aisle until he was standing at the footlights, grinning up at the startled Lucy, waving a theater program in his hand. "Would you sign this, please?" the boy asked. Lucy half smiled back at him, but she said, "Sorry, no autographs today." And she walked away. But this is the rest of the story. Jimmy Brochu continued to adore Lucy anyway. In fact, and at least partly because of her, he sustained a love for show business, the theater in particular, comedy writing even more especially. You may recognize his name, Brochu, B-R-O-C-H-U. His early passion to conjure laughter through words one day led Jim Brochu to Hollywood, where eventually he realized his own dreams, and where, much to his joy, he actually became friends with his childhood love, Lucille Ball. I mean good friends, such good friends that Jim often rearranged his writing schedule to leave his afternoons free for Lucy. Her favorite game was backgammon, so Lucy and Jim would sometimes spend hours at her backgammon board, 25 cents a point. Other times, the two would just reminisce through Lucy's leather-bound scrapbooks, just sit there at her dining room table, leafing through photos, recent and distant, laughing and sometimes crying. And then there was one occasion. There was that one afternoon when Lucy left the room, and she returned holding an 8x10 glossy of herself. Nobody knows why this happened on that particular day, but she's carrying this photograph of herself. It was a studio publicity photograph from the 1940s. It was a glamorous pose. Lucy draped in white fur with her hair piled high. And thrusting this before Jim, she asked, "Had you ever seen this one?" And Jim said, "No, he hadn't, but my, it was lovely." And Lucy said, "I'll put it by the door, and later when you leave, take it with you." And later when he left, he did. Now, that was Monday, April 17 of this year, 1989. Remaining to Lucille Ball were only a few hours of health, only a few more hours to live. And did I mention that the precious photo Lucy had bestowed upon her writer friend was signed This way. Jim, dear, you are very special. Love, Lucy. Jim Brochu, the 13-year-old boy clutching a theater program, eventually his heroine's friend and confidant, after waiting almost 30 years, had finally, but just in time, received from the great Lucille Ball her last autograph. And now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey. The rest of the story. Heard twice daily on WRJN. 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05. Every Monday through Friday on WRJN.
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
local news, timeless hits. WRJN, the station serving the Racine and all of southeastern Wisconsin area for over 98 years. Want to find out what's going on with us and in the area? Just simply sign up for the weekly WRJN newsletter. Go to our website, WRJN.com, and you'll see the spot there where you sign up for it. And we'll keep you up to date on what's going on with what's happening at the station and in the area. The WRJN newsletter.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Something amazing is happening in education. Students are inspired and engaged. That's because school districts consulted with CDW, who designed modern classroom solutions with pre-configured HP devices, making learning more accessible, secure, and immersive. Now when students study topics like elephants, it feels like elephants are there with them. HP and CDW, make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/hppsg.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, hey. Skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with all our hearts are thumping. And you, a brown-eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
Da 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 da. Sounds like he forgot the lyrics too. Van Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Time to get you up to speed now with Stuart J. Waddles, sitting handily by in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Voters in the Racine Unified School District will have a big money question on the April ballot. RUSD officials say that in response to state funding inadequacies, they moved forward a $190 million referendum for the April 1st ballot. The district will be asking for a five-year measure aimed at retaining educators and bolstering school security. District officials quickly had a website up last night after the board made a vote. Kenosha Unified voters will have a similar referendum on their February ballot. The severe cold snap led to a cold weather warning. The new classification from the National Weather Service was in effect overnight for wind chills 20 below. It's a little bit better today, however, it's still below zero with the chill. Warming centers are still running in area community centers, libraries, and some businesses. To find the closest to you, call 211. Believe it or not, it'll be 40 by Friday with a chance of rain. The latest coming up in the forecast. There are some streets that aren't going to be fully cleared. People in Racine and Kenosha are voicing frustration online about snow still impacting neighborhood roads. Officials say the issue is about two factors. One is the extreme cold follow-up to the almost 5 inches that came down in some places. The other issue is that each city doesn't say every road will get down to the concrete. DPW in both places have a budget, and that only allows for bare pavement to be exposed on the major roads. Mother Nature will join the melting effort with a warm-up later this week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Soup
fair sunny but feeling frigid cold. High temperatures will reach the mid-teens, but with feisty winds out of the northwest gusting up to 15 miles per hour, it's really going to be feeling like highs closer to 5 below. We've got another cold night on tap tonight before a warm-up starts tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
Timeless hits, British invasion stuff from the Animals now on WRJN.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is dead before your time is due, I know. Watch my daddy in bed at time. Watch his habit turn greater. He's been working and slaving his life away. Oh, yes, I know. He's been working so hard. Mom is working too, baby.
you're so young and pretty. And one thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due. You know it.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, Three Dog Nights, One, written by Harry Nielsen. I'm Dan Marcus with a gem from Motown's Four Tops on WRJN.
Now if you feel that you can't go on, because all of your hope is gone. don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Yeah.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. And the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, an hour from now, a song that was performed on Batman.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say,
and timeless hits. WRJN.
What they'll do. One of these days, these boots
gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, the station that's been broadcasting to southeastern Wisconsin for over 90 years. And proud of it, WRJN.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, huh? She's a fisherman's daughter, uh-huh.
Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come with me, uh-huh. But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day. We can go.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Amid allegations of misconduct, Pete Hegseth is tackling questions at his Senate confirmation hearing for defense secretary. CBS's Cammie McCormick in Washington.
Among the questions, whether Hegseth made President-elect Trump aware of some of the allegations against him, Senator Tim Kaine.
Are there any other important facts that you chose not to reveal to the president-elect and his team as they were considering you to be Secretary of Defense?
Senator, I sit here before you in open book.
Republican Senator and military veteran Joni Ernst.
As Secretary of Defense, will you support women continuing to have the opportunity to serve in combat roles?
Yes, women will have access to ground combat roles, given the standards remain high.
The Justice Department released a portion of former special counsel Jack Smith's report on efforts to overturn the 2020 election. CBS's Christian Benavides.
In a letter accompanying the report, Smith pushed back against the president-elect's accusations of bias, writing that Trump's claims are, in a word, laughable.
On social media, Trump blasted Smith and maintained his innocence. Now to Southern California, where L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney is braced for what could be a difficult day.
The anticipated winds